and today, and let us help you find a plan that's right for you. Call toll-free 888-823-1910 or go online to VantageHealthPlan.com.
Wouldn't it be great if everyone in Sinlaw were prepared to save a life? Join us for Start a Heart Sinlaw, a free bystander CPR training, Saturday, April 5th at the Alexandria Riverfront Center. Two sessions will be offered, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Participants receive a free certificate of completion, an event t-shirt, and more importantly, the skills to save a life. To register, call 877-477-7637 or visit startaheartsinlaw.org. Get the training. Save a life.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS treat varicose veins that affect one out of two people age 50 and older and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just
got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention, Louisiana residents. Under the health care reform, most people are required to have health insurance by March 31st, 2014. If you're looking for a new health plan or getting a plan for the very first time, it's time for you to make your choice. Vantage Health Plan has affordable coverage for you or your family. Call Vantage Health Plan today and let us help you find a plan that's right for you. Call toll-free 888-823-1910 or go online to vantagehealthplan.com.
Do you need help developing your business? The City of Alexandria and the Ministers of Economic Development, in collaboration with the Louisiana Department of Economic Development, want to assist you with resources to help you grow your business. The Small and Emerging Business Development Program was designed to help provide managerial and technical assistance for small businesses in Louisiana. Certified small and emerging businesses qualify for help with entrepreneurial training, accounting, bid preparation and pricing, business plan preparation, finance, human resources, inventory management, industry-specific training, legal services, marketing, project management, and other areas of technical and managerial assistance. The certification process is simple and can be done online. For certification and program information, visit the Small Business section of OpportunityLouisiana.com. And for additional information on the Small and Emerging Business Development Program in this area, call 318-442-3593 or 318-561-2299.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wouldn't it be great if everyone in Sinlaw were prepared to save a life? Join us for Starter Heart Sinlaw, a free bystander CPR training, Saturday, April 5th at the Alexandria Riverfront Center. Two sessions will be offered, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Participants receive a free certificate of completion, an event t-shirt, and more importantly, the skills to save a life. To register, call 877-477-7637 or visit StarterHeartSinlaw.org. Get the training. Save a life.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Thank you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Wind Down Wednesday. We know that you're started by now. It's 7:41. Today, of course, is Wind Down Wednesday. It's March the 26th. And as always, we remind you about school buses, school kids, and school zones. Remember, they are in effect pretty much in every city, every state, every township, USA, until 9 a.m. So please be careful. Slow down. Stay off of those mobile devices and make sure that you've given yourself enough time to get there safely. Also, remember, school buses help our school bus drivers, help our crossing guards and our resource officers make sure that kids who are walking, and in the mornings now, it seems like we're seeing more kids near our son's school that are walking to school. And unfortunately, for those kids, there's no walking path, there's no bicycle path, and so they're literally having to walk on the side of the road. So if you are unengaged, that could present a problem. So we implore you to make sure that you stay engaged. As you're trying to get your kids there and trying to get yourself there, stay engaged and watch out for those who are walking, riding bicycles, or just moving around in the area. It's Wind Down Wednesday, and I don't know about you. DC and I were just talking before the show started, and we've been having major revelations about life. And I wanted to pose this question to you this morning because you may be experiencing some of this and not really know what it is. You may simply feel overwhelmed. But you know, if you don't really search yourself to understand what it is that you're feeling and why you're feeling what you're feeling, you're never really in tune with why you feel a little off kilter. And sometimes it could be simply that you are overwhelmed. Now, overwhelmed doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing. Being overwhelmed with change, being overwhelmed with moving into the next season, being overwhelmed because you don't know what the next thing is. And so for DC and I, what we had to do was we had to identify, you know, the OPT network is growing and growing and growing. And so as it grows, we have to make sure that we remain on point and that our growth is commensurate with where we are and where we are in our thinking. And so I was saying to DC this morning, I was saying, how do you feel? How do you feel this morning? He said, I feel absolutely great. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling reassured. And he said, most importantly, I'm feeling like I got to be sure that I'm hearing from God. I got to be sure that I am linked up to the source. Because when you're getting ready to do something and go places where you've never ventured before, there's always a little bit of uncertainty, dis-ease, if you will. But I'm going to tell you what Dina Head did for us on yesterday. She gave us a sense that when you walk in faith and when you understand that you can't go back, that you're moving toward the mark, that you're moving toward that thing that you were created to do or those things that you were created to do, yeah, you might feel a little bit of, you know, just a little bit of teetering, but it's okay. And what DC and I really, really talked about and meditated and prayed about this morning and yesterday was really identifying how you feel. What is really going on the inside? Uncle New would always say to us, it's an inside job.
we just got this sense, because a lot of our friends, a lot of people around us, a lot of people in business were feeling overwhelmed. Some were feeling overwhelmed because they couldn't find enough good help. You know, people are saying there's no jobs out there. Or they were feeling overwhelmed because people just up and quit. They no notice, they just left. Just feeling overwhelmed, but their businesses are prospering, doing well, but there's always something that you need or something that is going to challenge you. And so this morning, DC and I were talking about simply identifying how you feel. And he said, you know, there's a time, there have been times in our lives that we just moved past it. We didn't stop to identify. You know how you get these feelings on the inside and nothing at all is wrong? You know, you have enough, you're growing, things are going extremely well, but there's just something and you don't know what it is. It's like it's in your craw. Well, you got to really dig deep within yourself to identify what it is. And as we were talking about it this morning, DC said, you know, this is really growth for us. There was a time that we would have just moved right on by and we would have never identified and claimed it and named it so that you can push past it. Well, we want to share with you this morning, if you're feeling a little overcome with work, with your kids, with the rigors of everyday life, then you really have to just give yourself a little bit of time and you say, okay, Carlette, where do I get that time from? You got to make it. Whether it's in the morning before the kids get going, before the house starts to wake up and comes alive again with the chatter, you have to find that quiet, that still quiet place where you can turn to your higher source, the person, the thing that you believe in that helps you to understand, that helps to give you clarity. For us, that's God. You got to go to God and say, what is it? And then how do you move out of that place and move into the next place? Because what I'm telling you this morning is that if you're feeling overwhelmed, the next emotion that you will feel will be fear. And fear is that, it's that bear trap that we've talked about this week that'll prevent you from moving. It will paralyze you. I'm telling you, this is good stuff for a wind down Wednesday. And when you find out, when you see what it is, when you claim it, and when you just toss it over to a source bigger than yourself, you understand. And that bag of bricks that was trying to load up on your back is suddenly just gone. Because you know that all you've got to do is keep pressing, keep moving, keep seeking, keep going, and the miracle will happen. But you and I, we all have to do our part. So this morning, if you're feeling a little bit of heaviness, if you're feeling a little bit of uncertainty, a little bit overwhelmed, I would say to you, figure out exactly what that bear is that's trying to trap you, that is trying to ride your back, and shake it off. It's 7:49. It's Wind Down Wednesday. Today, of course, is the 26th of March. Pollen is in the air, grass is being cut, and spring is here. Minimally invasive image-guided specialists, also known as MIGS. They're making patients better and faster. It's their top priority. Also, Hixon Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hixonhasit.com. Don't forget, Vantage Health Plan's goal is to make their members well and to keep them that way through quality preventive care. Vantage is making health care work. If you haven't signed up, it's not too late. 318-361-0900 is the number, or 888-823-1910. Don't forget to get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. For more information about home, auto, and life insurance, the number to phone, 318-487-1881. You're on point, everybody. We're going to get a break here. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Attention Louisiana residents. Under the health care reform, most people are required to have health insurance by March 31st, 2014. If you're looking for a new health plan or getting a plan for the very first time, it's time for you to make your choice. Vantage Health Plan has affordable coverage for you or your family. Call Vantage Health Plan today and let us help you find a plan that's right for you. Call toll-free 888-823-1910 or go online to vantagehealthplan.com.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wouldn't it be great if everyone in SimLaw were prepared to save a life? Join us for Starter Heart SimLaw, a free bystander CPR training, Saturday, April 5th at the Alexandria Riverfront Center. Two sessions will be offered, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Participants receive a free certificate of completion, an event t-shirt, and more importantly, the skills to save a life. To register, call 877-477-7637 or visit StarterHeartSimLaw.org. Get the training. Save a life.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What?
LeBron? How'd you get here?
Magic. Now what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? What you gonna do? You wanna get out? What you gonna do? You wanna get out? Tell me.
Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it.
How you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
'Cause I heard all the people saying,
get down on it,
come on in,
get down on it.
If you really want it,
get down on it.
You gotta feel it,
get down on it.
Get down on it,
get down on it.
Come on in,
get down on it.
Baby, baby,
get down on it.
Get on it. Standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really won't take a chance? By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
'Cause I heard all the people saying,
get down on it, get down on it, get down on it, get down on it.
When you're dancing,
good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, it's Wind Down Wednesday, and you know that we're always about information. And yesterday, we got hold of a study that came out that is talking about women. And you know, this month is really all about women. And it was a study that's absolutely, it was alarming for me, and it probably is for you. So we wanted to get more information to talk about it. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about the new research that everyone's really talking about, a new study that says that Alzheimer's disease might be responsible for 500,000 deaths each year as opposed to 84,000 deaths yearly reported by the CDC. But even bigger than that, that Alzheimer's is taking a heavier toll on women. Women are disproportionately affected more than our male counterparts. And here to talk about this study that has come out and where we are as women and what we need to do is Nisha Rose. She is the Associate Director for Programs for the Alzheimer's Association down in Metairie, Louisiana. Nisha, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network.
Good morning, Colette. Thanks for having me.
So, Nisha, it looks like women are the epicenter, is what they're calling it, the quote-unquote epicenter for Alzheimer's, affecting women at a greater rate than our male counterparts. Why are we seeing these numbers in such large numbers?
Absolutely. Well, Colette, one of the main reasons is that, you know, we women are living longer. The second reason would be our baby boomer population advancing to 65 and above is growing and increasing at great rates as well. But the Alzheimer's Association has always known that women are at the epicenter. There are over 5 million Americans living with Alzheimer's right now, and we know that about over 3 million of those are women. And we also know that women are more likely to be caregivers. Between 60 and 70% of family caregivers are actually women. So it's impacting women on both sides, both living with the disease and being full or part-time caregivers for their loved ones.
Wow. And so now women are saying, should I be concerned, especially if I have a parent, a mother, who had Alzheimer's as well? How concerned should I be that this will be hereditary?
Okay. Well, to answer that question, it's kind of twofold. One, we can say that if you have a brain, first of all, everyone is at risk of Alzheimer's disease. It is an equal opportunity disease. Secondly, but we've seen if you are a caregiver of a loved one with Alzheimer's, be it a mother, a sibling, that your risk increased as well because of the health and because of the time that you're caring for your loved one, you tend to neglect your own health. So you're at risk in that way. And then in terms of genetics, yes, if you have a parent who has the disease or a grandparent who has the disease, that does increase your risk, but it's not a full indicator that you will actually develop the disease. And so it's a lot of data out there that, yes, you should be worried, but everyone should be worried.
Hmm. And so I would imagine people just like myself are thinking, are there any tests that would indicate that I might be predisposed to having Alzheimer's or dementia?
Yes. Okay. And we did discuss kind of the differences between Alzheimer's and dementia.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, dementia is a set of symptoms that really kind of highlight a decreased memory issues, increased confusion, things like that. And dementia is really an umbrella. And under that umbrella, Alzheimer's is the top leading cause of dementia. It causes dementia about 60 to 70% of the time. And then there are other sorts like vascular dementia that is the second leading. So there are a number of things, but that really means a decrease in cognitive function. Alzheimer's is the top cause of dementia.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of, I believe you asked me about prevention and genetic tests. There are genetic links, but at this point, just because, let's say, you have a gene that maybe predisposes you for Alzheimer's disease, it doesn't mean you'll develop it. So it's kind of a lot more that we need to learn about that. But there are genes that can increase your risk, but just because you have a gene doesn't mean that you'll develop the disease. So genetic testing is something that each individual should consider strongly, but it's a lot that goes into that. How will it affect your quality of life? What changes could you make and would you make? And, you know, would those changes be for naught? Because we just don't know enough about the development of the disease.
Wow. And, you know, it's really when you look at the statistics and when you look at all of the information, especially as it impacts women, nearly two-thirds of those with Alzheimer's disease, 3.2 million are women. What can we say to women this morning, Nisha, that will help us all to get better? Because I know that there are women that are listening saying, oh, my goodness, I'm having I'm having these brain lapses already. Is this an indicator?
Exactly. Well, what can you do? And then this is a growing concern for many of Americans. About 50% of Americans who have Alzheimer's aren't diagnosed and don't know it. So what can you do? Education, listening to shows like this, visiting the Alzheimer's Association. We have a lot of information about the warning signs and what is the disease and what can you do. Talk about it. If you're having memory lapses, if you're having increased confusion, talk about it. Don't suffer in silence, especially if you're over the age of 60. Don't think, oh, it could be nothing, because it could be something. So make sure you speak to your spouse, speak to your children, speak to your family and your physician about any issues with memory loss, because that could be a serious early indicator. We say advocate, you know, always talk about it. You can get involved with the Alzheimer's Association. We have, if you're, let's say, if you're a caregiver caring for someone, a parent or a spouse with a disease, the Alzheimer's Association offers support groups, caregiver support groups, so you can kind of speak to other people and, you know, make sure that you're communicating your issues and your concerns and working with a community who understands and can better help you cope with those things.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, just as an early start, of course, reading information just educating yourself is really key, because we find that so many families suffer in silence.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we're trying to do is make sure that you speak up about it, because this is an issue that affects so many and you're not alone.
Mm. You know, when you talk about suffering in silence, do we know why people are so silent and so secretive about this issue?
About Alzheimer's, mm-hmm. I would say it's a stigma. Back previous years, it was a stigma associated with a mental illness, which mm-hmm. we still know that mental health is still kind of a taboo and kind of a stigma, and people just don't want to talk about it. They may think that something is wrong with them. They may think that they'll be judged, but the truth of the matter is it's a brain disease. What Alzheimer's does is it steals your memory, it shrinks your brain, and it kills brain cells. So things that would usually regulate your behavior and your ability to be independent, those things are stolen and taken away from you by the disease. It's a disease.
Hmm. Now, this is another alarming statistic, Nisha, that African Americans are twice as likely to get the disease than non-Hispanic and whites, but less likely to be diagnosed
yes.
with the disease. Let's talk about that.
Absolutely. As you mentioned, African Americans are twice as likely as whites to have Alzheimer's or another dementia. And even though African Americans are more likely to have it, they are less likely to have a diagnosis. Now, this could be affected by many things, from lack of adequate of health care, insurance, lack of knowledge about the disease. For many, many years, as I think back, even in my family, you know, we thought that Alzheimer's or dementia was just a natural part of aging.
Mm.
Oh, grandma just has it. She's a bit mm-hmm. senile, or mm-hmm. she just has a touch of dementia. And it was thought to be just a normal part of aging. And that's not true. Now we know that that's not true. So those cultural issues that we just, you know, kind of kept inside of the family, we're now known as a disease that you can seek treatment that can kind of help better cope with that disease. So it's just about knowledge and education, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, really, really speaking out and caring for your loved ones and speaking to your doctors about concerns with memory.
Absolutely. So for those people that are listening this morning that may think that they have some signs, or they may be a little bit off in remembering things, what are the signs and symptoms that we need to look for?
Signs and symptoms would be issues with memory, so increased confusion, mixing up times and dates, forgetfulness, forgetting something and then not being able to recall it is key. Oftentimes we forget where we put our keys, but then we can retrace our steps.
Mm-hmm.
Things like not being able to retrace your steps, repeating yourself often, So if you're, let's say you're a caregiver, a woman right now, or, you know, you're caring for someone or you're noticing, hey, mom is starting to really repeat herself. She told me that story a few times. You know, this information is not new information, but they're bringing it up as though it is. Those are some of the key signs. I would say issues with driving. So if you're finding yourself having more frequent fender benders or accidents, that could be a sign. So there's a host of little things that may add up to be something that, you know, sometimes we just overlook because it may, you know, you think that it may happen very rarely, but it could be a sign that a bigger issue is at hand.
And you could really see and hear from the signs and symptoms that we could really easily chalk that up to aging. We could really easily chalk that up to quote unquote a brain freeze or a senior moment or whatever you want to call it.
Absolutely.
You know, you could see how that could happen. And so the reason why we really wanted to talk about this very important subject is because it is becoming more and more prevalent. Women are at a higher risk. And these are the kind of informational situations that we want to share with listeners so that we can do better. Now, in the realm of all of this, are there any medicines, Nisha, that might be helpful in preserving, if you will, the memory?
There are three effective medicines that are out there now. If you've been diagnosed with a disease, most physicians may say dementia, some may say Alzheimer's disease based on tests that are out there. There are two types, one called Aricept, one called Exelon, which is a patch that kind of helps with some memory retention. Mm-hmm. And then there's another drug called Namenda that really may help with some of the behavioral things as brain cells kind of die in the front part of your brain, your behavior, your ability to kind of restrain yourself may be diminished. And that kind of helps with that. Mm-hmm. But right now there are three treatments and they're very short term. They've been shown to be effective from 6 months to maybe a year for most individuals. So right now we don't have a lot. The Alzheimer's Association is really pressing towards more advanced research. And, you know, we know that there needs to be more. But right now those are the only three drugs that are available. And again, in terms of risk reduction, you know, making sure you have a healthy diet, making sure you're exercising, making sure you're staying active. Another key sign is withdrawal from social activities. Mm-hmm. That can be overlooked as well, that could be a sign of a greater issue.
And, you know, it's sad to say, but the statistics show that Alzheimer's is going to outpace breast cancer, being that more women will end up getting Alzheimer's than they will breast cancer.
Yes, we've seen that, you know, women over 60 are two times more likely to develop Alzheimer's over breast cancer. And this is because breast cancer is assessed on a lifetime risk from birth, where you're looking at Alzheimer's effects mainly our aging, you know, population 60 and above. So that is a very alarming statistic is very quite surprising because Alzheimer's disease is a public health crisis that hasn't been fully recognized as that just yet.
And so, Nisha, what's the most important thing that you hope that listeners will take away from this conversation?
I would say that, you know, definitely knowing the statistics, you are not alone. The more we talk about it, we're finding that more people have a connection to Alzheimer's and it's unrealized. So talk about it. Don't suffer in silence. The Louisiana chapter is here to help. I would also like your listeners to know that the Alzheimer's Association has a 24/7 helpline. That number is 1-800-272-3900, and that number is available 24/7, 365. So if you ever have a question about Alzheimer's disease, call us. If you need information, we're there. If you need a referral, we're there. If you just, you know, have a deeper concern and really need to speak to all of our operators, our licensed clinical social workers. So if you need a deeper assessment, we're there to help and support you as well. And just know to talk about it and continue to speak to your physician about it and make sure that, you know, all of your family members are aware that this is a very serious concern, and we, you know, there is support out there, but you just have to be adamant about seeking it out.
Absolutely. Nisha Rose, the Associate Director for Programs at the Alzheimer's Association, we want to thank you so much for this all-encompassing information. It's a lot to take in, and it's something, Nisha, that we need to start talking about on a regular basis that we're not talking about enough. And we want to thank you so much for spending what we consider to be the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. We're going to get a break here, everybody. But when we come back, we'll have more. Don't forget the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real solutions for those who need a little help. The Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, and McDonald's of Central Louisiana. Stay with us. We're back after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapids Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapids Regional Medical Center.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair.
At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association.
While buying a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make, selecting the right mortgage loan can be just as important. Your lifestyle, your budget, your comfort level. These are the types of personal factors that will help the mortgage team at Southern Heritage Bank target your best solution. Call Johnny Snow and his team of mortgage loan specialists today. Southern Heritage Bank, offering the expert guidance and choices you need. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time. Let's do it. You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What?
LeBron? How'd you get here?
Magic. Now what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Do you need help developing your business? The City of Alexandria and the Ministers of Economic Development, in collaboration with the Louisiana Department of Economic Development, want to assist you with resources to help you grow your business. The Small and Emerging Business Development Program was designed to help provide managerial and technical assistance for small businesses in Louisiana. Certified small and emerging businesses qualify for help with entrepreneurial training, accounting, bid preparation and pricing, business plan preparation, finance, human resources, inventory management, industry-specific training, legal services, marketing, project management, and other areas of technical and managerial assistance. The certification process is simple and can be done online. For certification and program information, visit the Small Business section of OpportunityLouisiana.com. And for additional information on the Small and Emerging Business Development Program in this area, call 318-442-3593 or 318-561-2299.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Uplift and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, DC, it's Wind Down Wednesday. People are well on their way. It's 8:33 local time, 9:33 Eastern time. And this morning, we're switching gears just a bit. As many people, many couples, most especially, are empty nesting. Well, I was talking to a couple, well, a lady, a sister friend, who they just recently emptied the nest. And she said, as we were conversating about kids leaving and the changes, and many couples, DC, I believe, are going through this and really don't understand sort of the magnitude of it. And she said, the one great thing about where we are is that what we did decide is that we still like each other. And I told her, that is important. That's critically important because a new study is showing that many couples have been so busy parenting that they are forgetting to take time with each other. And what the study says is it says alone time doesn't guarantee that you'll have a great marriage. But according to a study done at the National Marriage Project at the University of Virginia, couples who spend more time one-on-one together are less prone to divorce and report higher levels of sexual satisfaction, communication, and commitment. And so what we're seeing, and we see it every single day, whether we know it or not, is that we're seeing that we get so busy parenting, we get so involved in our kids' lives that we really forget about the relationship, the marriage, the partnership, the union of togetherness. And so when the kids leave, the nest empties. You look at each other and there's no real commonality because everything has been wrapped up in the kids. And so what they're saying, what this study is saying, DC, is that you can be a great parent, but you can end up having a horrible relationship, or horrible is a strong word. You can, well, they say you can make a lousy couple, is what the article says. And so this is a conversation that we believe is important to a lot of couples, really understanding where you are in the relationship, where you are on the radar, and have you become so enmeshed in your kids' lives and your kids' activities that that is the only commonality, that is what brings you together. And then when kids are gone, you really are looking at each other, trying to find the things that you have in common, trying to find the things that you all like and enjoy together, because the kids have always been there. And so now what the article is saying, and this was an article that came out of Time magazine, they're saying that couples, DC, need to spend more time together. And one of the things that we were saying personally is that we're not seeing, on a whole, in our circle, we're not seeing a lot of couples. Well, we're not seeing a lot of couples spending a whole lot of time together. Now I have to.
Well, we don't, you know, we're not. I don't really know how to say it.
Okay, well, let me just say this. I did notice this past weekend that a lot of men had their wives in the boat. I guess, I don't know if they all just needed a chief of the watch, but there were a lot of couples together, and many of the wives,
a lot.
More than I have seen probably, you know, since we've been fishing. And of course, we hadn't been fishing that terribly long, but we did notice that there were a lot of couples that were out and about together. And so I guess the question would be, why aren't couples, in your idea or your view, why aren't they spending more time together? Have we just kind of...
I don't know. I mean, I hadn't really thought about it.
You're just not seeing couples kind of get out and do things beyond the kids.
And it just made it, you know, today you've got, you know, those two career households. I mean, you know, that can be a pull. You know,
it can be a pull.
Yeah, you know, people going in different directions. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. But, you know, even though that is a pull, you know, it's a pull that if you don't pull back together, then it's a pull that could keep pulling and pull you apart.
Absolutely, it can. And so I think what has to happen with in situations like that, people have to start working toward, you know, being together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it then becomes hard to try to be together. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so it really does. It's gonna take some effort on both parties' parts, you know, of giving up some things. There's some things that, you know, if we were going in totally different directions, I might have to stop fishing.
Oh my goodness.
As much.
Heaven forbid. Heaven forbid.
You know,
I can't believe you said that.
I mean, we work together, so it's hard for us to kind of really appreciate what people have to deal with.
Right.
You know, when they're, you know, one person's on this end, the other person's on that end, then you got the kids in the middle,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you're trying to deal with all that stuff, and then you're trying to make sure the kids have everything that they need.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see after about 18, well, when you have more than one kid, you after about 22, 23 years of that, you know, you're not the same people.
And this is what the study said, and I guess this is why it was so alarming, and a lot of people can really relate to this, where you're seeing more and more long-term relationships, people that have been married 20-plus years and beyond are getting divorces. And you say to yourself, and it's a question you don't even want to pose. You don't want to say, you don't want to know the answer. You don't want to say, well, my goodness, after all of these years, how could you even consider leaving each other? But there are people that are doing it every single day.
I just can't take it no more. 50 years has just been too much.
I mean, you know, one couple in the article talked about after 22 years of marriage, just not being happy anymore.
Is 22 years long?
Well, by today's standards, 22 years is a long time for marriage. And then you said something really, really poignant and powerful during the break as we were talking about it. You talked about feelings. Well, what happens in a relationship is that feelings are always changing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so if you are moved by your feelings. I saw where Gwyneth Paltrow and her husband are separating, they say.
After 10 years,
which by today's standards.
Well, that means that probably at the first sign of it going bad, they split. And then they're saying they're still friends.
And they're saying that they still love each other.
Exactly. So what that means is I don't want to stay here and fight for my marriage. It's just easier to just punt. Fourth and long.
Wow.
Punt.
And, you know, I think that, you know, this is a conversation that people are not really having. If it's fourth and long, do you punt or do you keep the ball and try to score?
Till death do us part.
You know, and we know that there are some cases where, and for reasons that we talk about.
That's why you have to be careful about who you marry, because once you marry, you're done.
Or you should be done.
You should be done.
But
right.
In many cases, that's not the case.
Yeah, in cases of abuse, you just can't. You don't want to see somebody, you know, deaf really.
Well,
I don't, because the person's going to kill you.
But I was, and of course, but I was talking to a lady that just said, I chose. I mean, this was just a week ago. I chose the person that I married, as opposed to allowing God to choose. And when you choose, 9 times out of 10, those marriages probably will not be lasting, because you have chosen. He looks good on paper. He makes enough money. Maybe he's got good credit. I'm at an age where
you use that head knowledge.
And so a lot of people are moving into wrong relationships. And then people that are in these long-term relationships have used their kids almost as an outlet. And what the study is saying is that more and more couples are starting to divorce after having been married for longer periods of time, simply because they're no longer spending time with each other. It's really all about the kids. And so this morning, I guess, I hope that this conversation will provoke people to thought. And we know, because we've been married for a good long time now, and we know that feelings change. We know that where you are in a relationship today may not be where you are 6 months from now or 6 years from now. Things change because we are changing. And when people say, I'm the same person, you really shouldn't be the same person if you're growing. You know, if you're growing, you should change. And hopefully you can grow together. And what we learned early on is that in the relationship, we would have to learn to grow together. Because what can happen, especially when you talked about those power couples, couples that each have careers, and Dina said
Let's
it.
Get on that.
Dina said it yesterday. She said her husband told her, her ex-husband told her, you might be God at work, but you ain't God in here. And can a woman's career threaten a man, and vice versa? Can a man's career
Absolutely
threaten his wife?
Especially if you have a, if, I mean, you know, I can speak from the man's perspective. You know, if you have a wife that's powerful and you're insecure, it's gonna affect you. You have to deal with that. You can't just let that simmer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If you let that fester and simmer like that without getting into it and finding out where you need to be in that situation, you could be real insecure and start doing things to sabotage the situation around you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with your spouse. If you're a man, I believe. You know, you've got, you know, so if you're not okay with having a powerful wife, you need to know that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You need to know that about yourself.
But don't you think that most men think that they want a powerful wife, but when they get the powerful wife or the wife becomes powerful, then there could be
well, that's
a power
thing.
Okay.
If they married a woman who wasn't powerful and she became powerful, you know, then they really didn't understand that they were going to have to deal with that,
mm-hmm.
especially if they didn't believe that she was going to become powerful, even though she was saying it.
But shouldn't you know that your wife is powerful when you marry her?
Well, in what area? I mean, and what defines powerful? I mean, you know, that's a whole nother, you know, because you have some real powerful housewives. You have some real powerful women who are out in the workforce, but they may make less than their husbands,
mm-hmm.
but they're still powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have to define what you mean by powerful. If you're just talking about, look, I'm more powerful because I make more money and I'm more educated, then that's a whole, you know, that's
right. And we've had friends and we've talked about it where the wife was more powerful in her position at her job. She happened to be a nurse, an administrative nurse, and she made way more money and she wouldn't have any problems letting people know that she made the most money in the house, i.e. maybe making her husband feel not so adequate.
And he put the jets on.
He put the jets on. Well, he didn't put the jets on immediately.
No, he blazed.
He didn't put the jets on immediately. It was a process. But I think that, you know, these are things that couples are really not talking about. And I believe that just out of respect, and this is just my personal opinion, out of respect, I don't know why people have to know who makes the most money in your family. Why is that an important topic for conversation?
I don't know. I mean, it is. It's one of those things, you know?
I mean, you know, to me,
time if something like that's happening, it's the parties who are, you know, making it known. Because really, when you really get down to it.
Really, nobody cares.
When you really get down to it, really to the nuts and bolts of it, really, that is behavior that's done by really selfish people, because most people really, really, really don't care. It's the parties who are always bringing up, oh, yeah, I'll make more than her, or, you know,
uh-huh.
that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, a lot of times it's the people who are in the situation, if they learn how to cope with one another
mm-hmm.
and deal with that, they wouldn't have those problems.
And then I think it has a lot to do with perception. And we know that perception is 9/10 of reality. If you perceive a thing, then it's probably your reality. And so you're looking around and allowing others to come in and say, well, isn't it your wife? Isn't she the power player in the family? And then there will be people that will try to beat the man down because they want to lift the woman up because they feel more comfortable with the woman than they do with the man. This is an intriguing conversation, DC.
Yes, it is.
I don't know. It gives us pause for thought, and maybe it will for you as well. Magnolia State Mortgage, well, it's where dreams come true. We hope you can pull your finances together. If you're a couple, come together on that right house. And the ladies at Magnolia State Mortgage, they can help. They can help you to refinance if you want to do that or invest. The number to phone, 318-561-8020. Also, Walker Automotive Group, when others won't. Walker will, serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Don't forget, get to a better state. With your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, serving Avoyelles Parish. Ray Hyde, Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Southern Heritage Bank, they're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, Davis One Stop. If you're looking for fresh cut meat, if you're looking for fresh meat, if you're looking for a great place on Highway 71 to find whatever it is that you're looking for, if they don't have it, they'll get it. Well, it's Davis One Stop. You're on point, everybody. It's 8:49. You're on the way by now, and I know that you are really thinking. Stay on point. We're going to have more of this conversation right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show. And
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS treat varicose veins that affect one out of two people age 50 and older and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not Occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally, my kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Louisiana residents. Under the health care reform, most people are required to have health insurance by March 31st, 2014. If you're looking for a new health plan or getting a plan for the very first time, it's time for you to make your choice. Vantage Health Plan has affordable coverage for you or your family. Call Vantage Health Plan today and let us help you find a plan that's right for you. Call toll-free 888-823-1910 or go online to vantagehealthplan.com.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Wouldn't it be great if everyone in Sinlaw were prepared to save a life? Join us for Starter Heart Sinlaw, a free bystander CPR training, Saturday, April 5th at the Alexandria Riverfront Center. Two sessions will be offered, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Participants receive a free certificate of completion, an event t-shirt, and more importantly, the skills to save a life. To register, call 877-477-7637 or visit StarterHeartSinlaw.org. Get the training. Save a life.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In a small emerging businesses program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.